Father, as we close the message, we praise you for your heart. We praise you for your love. We praise you that you seek us. We praise you that you made a pathway for us to be saved, and you took everything for us. Lord, as we go to communion, as we enter the Lord's table, we lift it up before you and just ask that you'd be glorified in your awesome name, Jesus. Amen. So we're going to move to communion service, so I'm going to drop down here. If you want to take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians, we're going to read 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 32. To prepare our hearts for this part of the service. So starting in 1 Corinthians 11, 23, it says, "For I received from the Lord that which I deliver to you. The Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in doing so, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number asleep. But if we judge ourselves rightly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord so that we will not be condemned along with the world." And so as we look at this passage and we prepare our hearts, back in verse 24, it says, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And so what Jesus is asking us to do here is to remember his body. And in remembering his body, he's not asking us just to remember in a general sense. He's asking us to go back and go, okay, Jesus left heaven and came through Mary. Jesus had 33 years on this earth in his body. He had lots of experiences in his body. But he also wants us to focus on the last few hours of his life and what happened to his body for you, for me. It was painful. He also switches to the blood and he says, okay, I want you to, in verse 25, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink. Remember me. Remember that I shed my blood for you. That blood ran out of me and it ratified this new promise that you have. I signed it. This promise in blood that it is this way. I have shed for you to save you in the new cup." And so the third thing about remembering, it's not just I remember what happened to Jesus. What he's wanting us to do here is to put ourselves in these scenes that Jesus went through. Stand right beside Jesus as he's on trial, as he's being beaten, as he's being made fun of, as he's being scourged. He's hanging on that post and they're whipping him with his cat of nine tails. Remember, that should have been me. That should have been you tied to that post, being whipped. Put yourself in the scene and go, I should be there, Jesus, not you. Hanging on the cross with the blood dripping out of him. Remember, that should be me. Not him. Okay. And then we move to verses 27 and 28, and we see a preparation for our hearts to receive the body and the blood. And it says, "Do not partake in an unworthy manner. And there's a whole list of things we could go over. And remember, we can never be worthy. But in Jesus, we can be worthy. But as we think about the things that make us unworthy, I've got a couple things we'll discuss. If you're here today and you haven't received Christ, if you haven't entered into a saving relationship with Jesus, eating the bread, eating and drinking the juice, taking the cup, means absolutely nothing because you don't have a relationship with Him. So today, just let the elements pass if you haven't entered into a relationship with Him. But I pray that you would. I pray that you would see what Christ did for you today. The other thing about taking it in an unworthy manner is understanding that this is not just a tradition. This is not just a ritual. It's not something we need to enter into lightly. If we have something going on in our lives, a sin that's consuming us, something against our brothers and sisters, we need to repent. We need to understand that that's what's going on in our own hearts. Self-evaluation. We saw that in the young man, the young son, and what he went through and where he had to go to see what his father, see the way that his father was.